Shireen Abu Akleh was a veteran journalist known and respected across the occupied West Bank. Abu Akleh had worked for Al Jazeera TV's Arabic channel for more than two decades. She held U.S. citizenship. Although she lived in East Jerusalem, Abu Akleh was covering an Israeli army raid in Jenin when she was shot in the head. Her colleagues and her employers at Al Jazeera blamed Israeli forces for killing her. Some Palestinians accused the army of deliberately targeting Abu Akleh. She wore a protective vest that clearly identified her as a member of the press. Various local and international bodies have condemned the killing, accusing the Israeli army of deliberately targeting the Al Jazeera correspondent while she was wearing her protective vest. Abu Akleh was along with her colleague Ali Samoudi, who was shot and wounded in the back. Medical sources in Jenin say that Abu Akleh received a gunshot wound to the head and that she died after arriving at the hospital. Dr. Tawfiq Al-Shoubeki is a senior official with the Ibn Sina local hospital in Jenin, to which Abu Akleh and her colleague were admitted.
Actually, I received more than hundreds who had injuries by Israeli soldiers. But actually what happened to Shireen was considered a shock for us. Every one of us knows that Shireen is one of those journalists who thought about the situation in Palestine for more than 25 years. Every one of us knows who she is. But unfortunately, it was astonishing for me to have Shireen dying in front of my eyes.
The White House condemned in the strongest terms the fatal shooting of Abu Akleh and called for an Israeli probe. Many Palestinians say they don't trust Israel to conduct an independent inquiry. Israeli media reported that an initial probe by Israeli authorities suggested that the killing was by Palestinian fire. Safwat El-Kahlout is a Gaza-based long-time producer with Al Jazeera TV channel.
Last year at the same time, the Israelis bombarded and destroyed our building in Gaza City during the last May escalation. So Al Jazeera has paid really heavy and high price for killing the truth. The killing or the assassination of our colleague shocked all of us. It's not only Al Jazeera colleagues, but also the Palestinian people. She's a symbol of telling the truth. She's one of the pillars of the media, the Palestinian media.
On social media, many Palestinians expressed their sorrow, posting about the killing of Abu Akleh. Others changed their profile pictures to images of Abu Akleh to mourn the veteran journalist. The killing of Abu Akleh is a reminder of a previous Israeli army attacks against Palestinian journalists in Gaza and the West Bank. Targeting journalists is considered a violation of the freedom of speech, which relevant international conventions prohibit. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.